This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The pharmaceutical industry is warning against easing patent and other protections on COVID vaccines, saying it could lead to trouble like counterfeit vaccines. But the Biden administration is now joining the call to share the valuable technology behind the vaccines. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The administration's putting its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for the vaccines. That comes amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to speed the pandemic's end. Still, the administration's warning it will take time to reach global consensus to waive the protections under WTO rules. U.S. officials say the move will not have an immediate effect on the global vaccine supply.
There's word this morning that Pfizer will donate vaccine doses to the Tokyo Olympics to inoculate athletes and officials. In Europe, some are worried about the U.S. government possibly snooping into their sensitive data. So Microsoft is promising this morning to let business and public sector customers in the European Union keep cloud computing data inside Europe. Reaction to Facebook's oversight board upholding the ban on Donald Trump.
Given the nature of the communication that he was putting on that and other social media platforms, I am full in favor of them not allowing him access to that particular platform.
Spewed too many lies while he had the ability to do so. It harmed a lot of people. The rhetoric, the hate.
I can say a lot of things that you hate, and I have a right to say it.
Those people who spoke to us were residents of Washington, D.C. and Raleigh, North Carolina. China is rejecting criticism of its human rights record by the Group of Seven major economies. This is AP News. South Carolina is about to bring back the firing squad. The AP's Mike Rossia has this.
The South Carolina House voted 66-43 Wednesday to add the firing squad to lethal injection and electrocution as methods of execution. The Senate had approved the bill in March, meaning once both bodies go through minor votes on technical differences, the legislation will go to Governor Henry McMaster for his signature. McMaster, a Republican, has said he will sign the law. The addition of firing squads is meant to jumpstart executions in the state, which last put an inmate to death 10 years ago. Currently, condemned inmates in South Carolina can choose between the electric chair and lethal injection, but lethal injection drugs are unavailable. I'm Mike Rossia.
The Dow was up 97 points yesterday, the S&P up 2, the NASDAQ down 51. The latest from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.